officials say humanitarian aid entering the Gaza Strip remains far below the levels required to meet the daily needs of the suffering population. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has blamed much of the delay on the heavy restrictions that Israeli authorities apply to aid deliveries. OCHA says that out of 67 aid deliveries between the 12th and 19th of February, 43 were approved and 9 were denied outright. Salim Owais from the United Nations Children's Fund tells the China Global Television Network that with severe shortages of food, clean water and shelter, families are struggling to observe Ramadan, the Islamic holy month of fasting.
The ceasefire has brought some hope, but it's not enough. We're talking about the volume of aid coming in. We're talking about the kind of aid coming in. Also, the commercial goods market might be more stocked now than ever, but it's still far away from the reach of so many families because it's highly priced. And to just balance that, we need more aid in for those families that are completely reliant on aid.